Mr. Chairman, you're all set here, and we do have a quorum here, so if you want to go ahead and open the meeting,
we are
ready to do so.
Okay, thanks, Danielle, and welcome everybody to a special meeting of the Millstone Township Planning Board on December 1st, 2022. Appreciate everyone coming on for this special meeting. And before we get into talking about the purpose, let's just go through the process of Danielle, would you please read the statement of adequate notice?
Sure. In accordance with Chapter 231, PL 1975, the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice of this special meeting has been provided as required, specifying the time and location with such notice being sent to the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Municipal Public Notice Meeting Bulletin Board, and filed with the Township Clerk.
Okay, thanks. Would everyone please stand, if possible, and find a flag, and we'll have a flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Thank you, everybody. And Danielle, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros? Yes, I heard him. Committeewoman Zabrowski.
So I think my internet connection is a little unstable, but I'm here.
So, I heard Steve, sometimes if you knock off the camera feed, you can get a better, but yeah.
Okay.
If you'd like to call in, I can send you the phone number too.
Okay. I'm going to stop the video for now, and then let's see how it works for me. Right now it's working fine.
Okay. Mr. Pato?
Yes.
And I apologize, Committeewoman Zabrowski, did I hear you respond?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Ziner?
Present.
Ms. Riley?
Yes.
Thank you. And for the record, then, Vice Chairman Pepe, Mr. Beck, Mr. Coffey, Ms. Sinha, and Mr. Youngs are absent.
Okay, thanks. So, Mike, I'm going to rely on you to confirm the purpose of our meeting.
I assume the purpose of our meeting is to discuss potential litigation.
Correct. And that's,
it could be disclosed at a later point in time when it becomes appropriate.
Okay. So then with that being our sole purpose for this meeting, is it appropriate for me to move for us to go into executive session for that purpose?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion that we move into executive session, and anticipating that that motion is approved, then we would ask any members of the public that are not members of the board or our professional team will need to be, leave the room somehow. Danielle, you'll have to guide us on that.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Stibe, would it be appropriate, to have public comments for matters not on the agenda as typical at this time, since we do have some public?
At the discretion of the board.
Yeah, not a bad idea. And I didn't think about that, figuring we just had one quick purpose. But as is our typical meetings, thank you, Danielle. If there's any member of the public that is on our virtual meeting today that would like to talk to the board about anything that's not otherwise scheduled for discussion, this is your opportunity to raise your hand or speak up, and the board will recognize you.
Nope, nothing.
Okay. Seeing nothing, Danielle, then we'll close that public portion, and then I would make a motion for the board to proceed to executive session, as Mike said, to discuss a potential matter of litigation. And let's do a roll call. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Okay, we got multiples, Danielle.
I got Mr. Pato first. Thank you.
All right, there you go. All right, and is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Danielle, will you please call the roll?
Mr. Lambros?
Here.
Committeewoman Zabrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Ms. Riley?
Muted.
Yes.
And Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Okay.
So
confirm. I want to make sure I got the extra member of the public off here. It looks like they've removed themselves.
Okay. Thank you very much. So thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your business day to have this conversation.
Okay, for the record, we just had a motion to close the executive session made by Chairman Newman, and it was seconded by Mr. Zeiner. We are now back in regular session for our
session. Well, I'm going to just take a quick voice vote. Voice vote of approval to exit executive session. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? None opposed. So we are now out of executive session. And at this point, no other business before the board. I would suggest that I'll make a motion to adjourn this meeting today. Okay. Any conversation? Seeing none, Danielle, would you call the roll, please?
Thank you. Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Mr. Lambros?
Yes.
Committeewoman Zabrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Kotfi?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Mr. Zeiner?
Yes.
And Ms. Riley had to drop off during the call there. So, and
okay.
Back on record, Mr. Kotfi did join us midway through the exec session.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I appreciate everyone joining us. And if we don't hear anything substantive from Mike, then we will, at a minimum, reconvene next week at our regular planning board meeting, which Danielle is Wednesday the 7th, correct?
The 14th, Wednesday the 14th.
Oh, wow.
December 14th, 2 weeks.
It was the second Wednesday.
So Danielle, I'm letting you know now, I will not be at that meeting. I will be out of state. I apologize.
Hopefully for vacation, Steve.
Business.
Not as fun.
No.
All right, we're adjourned. Steve, call me later with your personal situation.
Yeah, no, I just want to let you know that I'm not going to be there.
Nah, no.